Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. One of the issues that you brought up, David, was money. And I want you to talk about when you're ministering to these thousands and thousands of men, what are some of the common issues around money?
Well, we live in a culture that promises so much to us immediately. And, you know, you think about the delivery services where you can have things in 2 days or next day and you know, all the different hobbies and things that we can pursue, the leisure activities. And so a lot of men get caught up in the next thing that they're going to be able to do if they just have a little bit more money. And so what ends up happening, of course, is that there's always a next thing and there's never enough money. And so many men end up living this perpetually dissatisfied life, never satisfied with what they already have, always hoping to get something more.
Wow. And so your advice, I see in the notes here, earn little by little, save little by little, sharing where to store your money. Take those one at a time.
Sure. Well, you know, the best way to have money is to earn it, and earn it little by little. There are a lot of people who try to take shortcuts and, you know, try different schemes and things like that. But the reality is that most successful people have found ways that they can solve problems for other people, and those people are willing to pay them money for it. So whether that's in a service industry, working in a company, starting your own business, whatever it is, finding a place where you can do something of value that people will pay you for, and then just stick with it. And that leads to the second point of saving little by little. The key, of course, is to spend less than you earn so that you can save money and invest, because that's where the compounding comes in, and that's where you're able to, you know, really prepare yourself for the future. And then sharing is the opportunity to be a part of what God's doing in the world. What an unbelievable privilege that God shares some of his resources with us, and we get a chance to be a part of this. Jesus talked about storing up treasures in heaven, that we get to invest in kingdom ways so that our money is not just being used in the here and now, but really will make a difference for eternity.
Very good. And you started out with talking about avoiding debt and stop pretending. And the very thing you think you're going to find in that next toy, again, is found in God. And that doesn't mean to be super spiritual sounding. It's just true that there's maybe some insatiable appetite that you just want to pause and look at. And let's talk time problems. You said some of the issues around time. And we, again, touched on the rat race, but how to make the right choice, how to decide what's important, and then doing God's will. So talk about the issue of time and even what you hear often from men regarding this issue.
Well, I think that most men would say that they're too busy. They're tired. They feel like they can't fit everything in, particularly those with children, young children, elementary school age, teenagers, whatever it is. There's a busyness that comes with just the pace of life. Again, there's so many options available to us. There's school activities and sports and all kinds of hobbies. And, you know, and so many men feel like that they're constantly on the go. And frankly, I think there's a lot of people that feel like if they aren't pursuing that next thing to do, that somehow they're being lazy or they're not working hard enough or whatever. And so guys are sort of taking, and this is the problem, guys are taking life as it comes. They're kind of just reacting to the things that are put in front of them rather than sitting down, thinking through, okay, what are my true priorities? Let's make sure we take care of those. And then if I have this extra time, I could give it to some of these other things.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.